The White House established what it calls the Digital Service Group. Its job is to help federal agencies with troubled public-facing technology projects. Well, the Veterans Affairs Department has established its own Digital Service Group. Here to explain what it is and how it's going to work is Marina Martin, the Chief Technology Officer at VA. Marina, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. So tell us about this VA Digital Service Group. Did you have the idea first and you let the White House announce theirs instead?
This has been an effort that's undergone for quite some time. It was actually inspired originally by some of the UK's work with their government digital service. They have a team of 300 of the country's best technologists who are in government working to bring modern technology and best practices to their IT service delivery. So we made a commitment through the Smarter IT Delivery Cross-Agency Priority Goal effort that when the United States Digital Service launched, we would also launch a veteran digital service team here at VA as well.
Okay, so where are you? Are these people coming into VA, or will you be transferring people from other parts of VA that are already there into this group?
These are new positions, so current VA employees are welcome to apply, but we anticipate the majority of the applicants will be external because they'll be able to, this team will pair actually with our internal teams to expand capacity, bring in new ways of thinking, experience with new technology, things like that.
So it's likely you would get people from the outside. It sounds like you're looking for people that might be in industry at this point.
Yes, we are looking for the country's absolute best technologists, designers, user experience experts to come in, bring their expertise. These are term appointments, so they're 2 to 4 year max. We're hoping that this will inspire. We have a mission that is just amazing, and we are hoping that we can inspire some of our nation's best to come and serve their country in this way by bringing their technology skills into government and pairing up with our internal teams.
And when you mention user experience, will they concentrate on those applications that are deployed outside of VA for, something that a veteran might encounter or a veteran's family member might encounter when visiting VA.gov?
Improving our digital experience, enhancing self-service is absolutely one of the core focuses of the initial team deliveries.
All right. So what's the progress so far? Do you have anybody yet?
We have one in, and we have a number additionally in the pipeline, but we have an active job of posting up right now. So if you're one of the nation's top technologists, I really encourage you to apply, and we'll post a link with the interview.
And it's called Digital Services Expert is the description and is the name of the job that you're looking for?
Yes, and actually, this is a skill set that the federal government as a whole has actually never hired before. So OPM, the Office of Personnel Management, actually made an entire new classification for someone with this level of experience and in the private sector, potentially working with modern technology, modern best practices.
So these are the GS-0301-15s?
Yes.
So we know they're going to be in room 301 when you get them all going. All right, so once you get them in, give us an idea of the inventory of projects you're thinking about that they might be applied to.
So it's definitely going to be a wide variety of projects. We need people who can look at the agency at a 50,000-foot view. I mean, we're huge. We have 330,000 employees. We have hundreds of IT systems that have just, come about over the years. Someone who can go at that 50,000-foot view and look at the environment and say, hey, this is what we could do better. This is where we can improve. This is where we can invest taxpayer dollars more efficiently. This is where we can shut off these three legacy systems and create one better one for veterans. And then they're also going to have days where they're down in the weeds. They're troubleshooting some code. They're helping a team work through a technical challenge. And then, of course, there's going to be new projects that come up like the Veterans Choice Act that weren't necessarily on the radar but require some IT assistance to get going to make sure everything's on track. So the team will be involved in all those sorts of activities.
And you mentioned coding. So you want people with fairly good technical chops personally, not just management and advisory types of people?
Absolutely. In fact, it's a requirement of this job that you can either code or design directly. We are not hiring for project managers at this time.
Now, if VA is like a lot of other agencies, you probably have some code that is a little long in tooth, maybe not published anymore, or maybe it's hard to find people that want to have skills in the older codes. What are you going to do about that?
So I think those are things that you have to look at to start targeting what's a responsible modernization strategy. Some of those systems actually can work just fine, but other ones, especially if they change often or if they require, a dedicated team, absolutely being written in a modern programming language helps you to hire people who can continue to maintain it. Focusing on those, and again, taking that 50,000-foot view and saying, okay, well, maybe these three programs, which may or may not even be directly related to one another, but in a large-scale view, make sense to consolidate together and to rewrite in a new way, and then hopefully also work with the teams that are working with them today and help them pick up some of those modern skills that they can carry on for many years.
And I'm guessing mobile is one of those modern skills you're probably looking for?
Absolutely. And there's a lot of practices, though, in taking a website. It's called responsive design and making sure that your website works well across tablets, across kiosks, across mobile phones. And we definitely want to make sure that all of our web properties are responsively designed so that veterans can access them when and where they need.
And work well just on a plain old screen, because a lot of websites aren't very good even when you're sitting in front of a 15-inch monitor or 20-inch monitor.
There's always room for improvement. And there's a lot of tools out there that help with data. You can see, for example, when people hover over a help button, that might be a signal that that's a page that needs better content or different navigation. Or if they constantly drop off at a search term, you know that that page isn't working very well. So you can use that data in really fascinating ways to very quickly give users a better and better experience.
We're speaking with Marina Martin. She is the Chief Technology Officer at the VA. And I wanted to ask you about the human aspect of establishing a team like this. One of the paragraphs in the job description says, incumbent manages complex stakeholder environments, working with senior-level officials across government agencies and in VA to build support and consensus for unit strategy and goals, which may be in conflict with agency plans. Sounds like it's a complicated and fraught environment from a human standpoint that has to be navigated.
Well, nothing is ever easy. We are a large agency, and just coordinating all the stakeholders who are even on the same page can be complicated. So we're definitely looking for people who are not afraid to jump in with both feet.
Because they're going to be coming in from the outside and working with people that might have been at VA for a long time. And there's always that, well, not invented here mentality, or, you know, why are you bringing this person in to oversee when I've already got 15 people overseeing?
Yeah, I think there's definitely going to be challenges, but my hope is that we can frame this in a way that people view it as additional assistance and helping, you know, many people are very hungry for new skills, and this can be one way to learn it in a hands-on way. Most modern technologists don't learn, you know, Ruby on Rails in a college course. You learn it being hands-on. You learn how to scale a system being hands-on. So we're hoping to provide more and more of those opportunities.
Now, you've had some success at VA with the backlog in disability claims. You've got a lot of that automated, I guess, and you've made some, reported anyhow, some significant progress. Is that one of the systems that you're going to keep chipping away at?
You know, they have made absolutely amazing strides, and there's always new ways to try, new technology that you can apply to different problems across VA. I think, again, improving the veterans' experience just through the application process, I think, can make a difference there that the team will be focusing on.
All right, and so you say you have one person on now. Are you, you've got some authority to get people in quickly when the time comes, when you find the right person?
Yes, we have, everybody is on board. There's tons of support for bringing this team on at VA, so we anticipate fairly rapid onboarding.
And who's in charge? Is it you or is it Mr. Warren, the CIO?
We have a matrix relationship, so we are both going to be helping manage the team and direct what they'll be working on.
All right. Well, sounds like you're well on the way. Marina Martin is the Chief Technology Officer at Veterans Affairs. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me.